Three, two, one. Bravo!
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward and a crowd of a couple of hundred people watched and cheered as the statue on the corner of Palafox and Wright Streets was unveiled.
It's taken us a while to get here, but it's going to be a beautiful thing when we finish with it.
Jim Green is the chairman of the Galvez Steering Committee and a member of the Pensacola Heritage Foundation. He says there were some issues with the design and the location of the monument that caused some added delays since ground was broken on the project a year ago to the day.
In our original drawings, we had some water features here, and we ran into some issues with the water table and some electrical concerns that we had, because this monument is going to be lit at night, and so that gave us some concern. So we scrapped the water feature, and that delayed us. We had to go back and redo a lot of the drawings.
A small group of Spanish soldier reenactors were in costume and shot a salute to the monument at the event. About three dozen people from Spain were in attendance in the crowd to honor their native son. Nancy Fetterman, a local historian who has been working for years on honoring General de Galvez, recognized those visitors at the ceremony.
Today we welcome many representatives from the province of Malaga, including our wonderful sister city, Macharavillaya, and their mayor, Antonio Campos. I know how friendly Pensacola is, and we would like, would your guests please rise?
The statue itself was created by retired Navy Captain Robert Rasmussen and his daughter, Catherine Vinci. He says the project took a lot of time and a lot of work.
And a lot of research and a lot of studying, because we have never done a horse before, so we had to do a lot of work getting the right muscle structure and all that sort of thing in the horse. And that took a lot of work, a lot of time.
We had a few extra feet of body on the horse originally. He was a little too long, but we were able to cut him in half with a sawzall and start at the right size.
Now that the statue has been officially dedicated and unveiled, work on the whole monument will continue for another few weeks as granite will be added to the base, bronze plaques will be erected, and names of individual donors to the project will be engraved around the immediate area. Outgoing Mayor Ashton Hayward reminisced about the beginnings of the project, which coincided with the beginnings of his administration.
The mission was, for me personally, 8 years ago, was to create the best place to live, work, and play. History is critical to the success of a country, of a state, and most importantly, a city. We are America's first settlement, so let's continue to tell that story.
According to the Pensacola Heritage Foundation, the original budget for the project was $400,000. However, with the added costs of redesigning the monument, that number grew. The foundation says that so far, they have raised over 90% of the project's total cost. Bob Barrett, WWF News.